Why don't you introduce yourself and tell us how Warm started?
Hi, I'm Lee. I'm the singer from Warm, singer and songwriter. Basically, we're from Bradford in England, which is in Yorkshire. We started as a group of mates. Sort of really started in his bedroom watching old videos of The Who and Paul Weller and Led Zeppelin and Oasis and people like that. Just sort of started messing on acoustic guitar in a bedroom with his mates. And we sort of formed a band that way, really.
Now, I just saw your video for Council House Opera, and I love the feel of it. How did that video come about? And also, how did the song come about? Songwriting wise and sound wise, because it's got a nice thick rock tone to it.
Yeah. Well, basically, it's just really about where we're from and where we live. The video's filmed in an area where we sort of grew up, in a sort of pretty deprived, sort of crappy area, really. And the song is really about people growing up in that area and likewise areas around England. And never being able to get away from it. It's always just a constant conveyor, just in the same cycle of people, the grandma, the grandparents, they all just go through the same life cycle, you know, just living and growing up in the same area, same job, or without a job, or, you know, it's just the same old shit, man. It's just...
So it's about being stuck in a rut.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So, well, how did you guys get out of that rut?
Well... just with the band, really. That's the only way out. You either become a footballer or you become, you know, somebody else. Well, can't get out of it. It's music, and it's, you know, it frees a lot of, you know, it's our only way out, to be honest.
Well, is the rest of the band from Bradford as well? Like, you guys were all childhood
friends?
Yeah,
same area, yeah. We're all from the same estate.
Nice. So how did it come about to where you guys were like, let's start a band and let's get serious? Because I grew up in a similar area in Indiana. And, you know, like, I've been in tons of bands, but they've never really lasted like yours has. So how do you find the right guys in that area and then make something out of it?
I think when you're all mates, to start off with, it sort of helps, you know. And it's a case of, well, do we ever have a go at this? Or do we go and get a shitty job on a building site? And, you know, or do you have a bash at doing something? I mean, you know, we're all working class lads. And, you know, you've got to work hard, and I think that's where it comes from, really. You've got to work hard. It's hard work. But you've got to put in, you've got to put the graft in, man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, how do you take it to that next level where you're getting gigs and everything else, and then you get to the point where you're actually recording in the studio and coming out with awesome videos?
Well, we basically sort of went in a studio. A lad who we know quite well. He got a studio going, so he says, come down and pop some demos down. We went down, put some demos down, and ended up sort of taking it another leap forward. Got into a better studio, got some money together, and we went in a better studio and recorded the album, really.
Now, how have the songs been going over live? Because you've been on the festival circuit, and you've been playing some live gigs now. So how's the reception been?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, we're doing really well. Well, I mean, it's funny because, you know, plenty of different people and stuff is really good, and, you know, it's just good to see, you know, people's energy and stuff like that when you get them going. It's great.
Now, you've been playing, you know, out now for a while. What do you think? I mean, like, you've played mainland Europe and the UK, right?
Yeah.
And do you have plans of coming to the US?
I'd love to.
I think you'd go great, man.
How do you think we'd go over there?
Nice. I mean, so do you actually have, like, are you actually physically planning it now, or...?
Not yet, no. Hopefully, it'd be good to hopefully go there next year. Hopefully when the record comes out, which the single comes out, by the way, in November. It'd be good to sort of follow the album up, which comes out early next year. You know, see what they've got planned for us, and you know, hopefully that, you know, we'd love to go to US. It'd be fantastic.
Nice. Now, I've heard Council House Opera. What does the rest of the album sound like? Is it of a similar vein, or are we in for some really good surprises?
You're in for some surprises. It's good. It's just it's not an all out thrash out album. It's got a bit of something for everybody on there, you know, but it's all the same feel, the same sort of, you can tell it's us, if you know what I mean, trying to do different types of, we've got a bit of funk on there even, you know, we've got a bit of funk, we've got a couple of slowies, we've got, you know, but it's all in the same, it's us, you know what I mean? It's good, it's rocking, man.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. What's the album going to be called? Do you have the name yet?
It's going to be called the Council House Opera.
Oh, okay. Now, what does the Council House Opera mean?
Again, reflects it in the song. Obviously, you know, where we're born, brought up on a council estate in Bradford, and all the songs are written in a council house. It's about every song's about growing up on a council estate, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, for those,
that's what the journey's about, really.
Well, for those of us like that live in the States, what exactly is a council estate?
A council estate is social housing.
Oh, okay. So we would call it HUD housing here.
You call it what?
We actually call it HUD housing here because we're HUD
housing.
You know, wow. Well, no, because HUD.
Why do y'all live in Oaks?
No, HUD stands for Housing Urban Development. It's like a part of the government.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, where they actually build the houses, so we just call them HUD houses.
Right, yeah,
So, let me try to rephrase that. I just lost my thought here because we were talking about HUD now. So, I'm sorry. Well, what do you think of the economy versus you know, now versus then, since we're talking about HUD? I mean, do you think it's getting better or worse?
I don't really do politics, to be honest, but
I don't either.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's going to get better. I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's getting better, yeah.
So, no.
I don't know what it's like over your way, but I think England's getting better.
I think we're in a panic mode right now because we're in an election year.
So,
because we're about ready to get a new president, and we're always freaking out around this time. So, well, what do you think of the state of music being the way it is? Because, like, if you, like, bands of your generation, you know, grew up with the digital age, and, you know, before, if you remember, like, even up to the late 90s, you know, the releasing an album was a traditional thing where they went and manufactured 10,000 of them.
Yeah. I'm not really, I think there's too many bands about, and there's too many chip bands about.
Yeah.
And I think that this online, you know, the online digital age has not helped. I don't think it's easier, obviously, to get your music out there, but there's too much now. So people think that it's all watered down for me. Do you know, I preferred it the other way, where you actually went to the store and bought a record, and you came home with it and it's physically there. You know, that's what I prefer anyway.
Yeah, well, I think it's because, you know, the equipment is so cheap and easy to get now to record with. I mean, you can go spend $500 or 200 or 250 or 300 pounds on a laptop and a Pro Tools.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
You know,
and that's it either way, aren't you?
Yeah, but maybe that stuff should be like licensed, like gun control here.
we want half of them put on it.
Yeah. Well, here we've got the 7-day rule. Like, you got to wait 7 days to get your handgun while they do a background check. Maybe here they should do, you know, 7 days to do a talent check.
Definitely. Like they should do that on half of the telly, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's too much of, like, you know, X Factor and all that bollocks. It's just bullshit.
Yeah.
It?
Well, what do you?
That's why there's no bands getting through.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of that? Because X Factor and we have The Voice. I think you guys have The Voice too. And shows like that. That's more. Well, number one, it's more for a single artist, so you're going to get a single vocalist and not a band. But then, number two, what do you think of that? Like, you know, everybody should fight for their supper. It's kind of like the Hunger Games for singers.
Yeah. I don't really know. I'm not really into it, to be honest. But I'll tell you what, they should bring a band one out. I can't believe no one's done that.
I can't believe it either. I don't understand why.
You know what I mean?
I've got to guess why, actually, not to think about it. Maybe it's because they can't be molded like a single person is.
Maybe. But that, I think that'd be quite a good show, that. I think that'd work.
Exactly. But I think maybe that's it, because they can't be, by molded, I mean controlled.
Yeah. But it'd be good to see, wouldn't it? It'd be good to see some, like, management dudes on there, you know, try to mold them into whatever they wanted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, now, if they had a show like that, would Worm be on it?
Probably won't get invited. They'd probably get kicked out in first round.
Well, I don't think so. I think you'd do really good. But the thing is I think they'd try to control you too, and I don't think you guys would have it.
Oh, no, they'd get a slap.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, let's talk about Council House Opera. If you could take all the songs that are on there, say that's your favorite, what would it be and why?
I like them all, really. I quite like, there's one on there that's called the, there's a sort of musical interlude in the middle. It's called The Devil's Dandruff, which is quite good. What else? Yeah, I like them all. I like Monday Come Down. That's a good bouncy one. That's a good one. I like Council House Opera as well. But yeah, I like them all, really, in their own way.
Now, what was the songwriting process like? Are you guys one of those bands that you don't really have anything till you get to the studio, or are you guys one of those bands that hash everything out in minute detail?
Well, there's sort of three of us that are writers who write the songs, and then they're all wrote on acoustic guitar. And we sort of take them, say, right, I'll say to Craig and Jamie, right, I've got this, what do you play it to them? What do you think to that? Shit, or it's good, or whatever. Likewise, we'll all, you know, just bring a song to the table and just say, right, what do you reckon of this? There is a couple of times where we've sort of jammed a couple and just wrote them on the spot. That's pretty much how we do it, really. But Council House Opera, when I wrote that, it took me about 5 minutes. But I actually wrote that. We were going to the studio the day after. It was a night before going to the studio, and I just wrote it when I got home. And then I went to the studio, put it down before everyone got in, and we sort of played it from there, really.
Nice. Now, apart from the songwriting, how do you guys, like, arrange your sound? Do you think to yourself, okay, this is going to be, like, a rocker, this is going to be a ballad, things like that? Because I've seen a lot of bands, you know, say that, that a song started out one way and ended up totally another.
Well, I think when you're writing it, you can sort of, because they just come out, I'm from that sort of thing that like Keith Richards will go on about fishing, where you're playing and you're fishing and these songs come out and they're everywhere and you can pull them out of everywhere, and you know when you're writing them what type of song it is. I do anyway. And then, you know, when you bring it to the band, it's like, well, let's put that in there, and you sort of get that feel. I think that's sort of when you've got good chemistry between each other, because you all know what where it's sort of going, if that makes sense.
Yeah, everybody kind of finds their place when the song's presented.
Yeah, and you know where it's going, you know. And I think that's a good thing about, I think that's how good bands tend to work it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Now, with me being a musician myself, I'm a guitarist, and I always love to hear what gear people are playing, because you guys have such a thick sound. Can you tell me what the guitars and the bass are?
I think Macca's got a Fender Jazz bass. Jamie plays, he's got a few, rhythm guitar, he plays, what's he got, he's got a Gibson, He's got PRS. What else has he got? He's got a Gibson Sherritt and he's got a Gibson SG. Les Paul. Craig Hughes is a PRS mainly. He's got a Les Paul Sunburst. Yeah, pretty much that's it really.
Now, being in a two-guitar band, I've always been in a one-guitar band, but with you being in a two-guitar band, do you find that that opens up the floodgates on creativity?
Yeah, you've got to plan it very carefully. It sounds like you're just thrashing it out, but you've got to plan the parts very carefully. Otherwise, it sounds, you know, it sounds, becomes a mush.
Yeah, it sounds like mud just coming out of the speakers.
You've got to really plan the parts. It's not as if, you know, you just stand there. Oh, yeah, just stand there and playing guitar. It is actually planned.
Well, no, and it sounds...
there is some science behind it.
No, and it does sound like your two guitarists have, like, they coordinate. Like their sounds are different enough to where they're distinguishable and they're panned. You know, you've got...
Yeah, very much so.
So
they work a lot together on that.
Mm-hmm. And then it also, what I liked about the song too, and this is why I'm asking the two guitarist question, which I don't normally ask, is that it sounds like they've coordinated their parts. Like one says, well, I'm going to play this. And then the other one says, well, I'm going to play this to either counter it or harmonize.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly what they do. Yeah. That's exactly what they do. Craig will play his lead. He'll obviously, he just goes off on one anyway. And sort of Jamie will just fill in where he wants. And that sound, Jill will make that sound, makes that sound bigger. I'll make that sound a little bit smaller or whatever. And they just work in tandem really like that. Yeah,
exactly, and it sounds like sounds like each one of you as individual musicians, you know, take time, you know, on their tonality and everything else too, you know, like particularly your bass player, like I knew you were going to say either a jazz or a P bass because he's got that Fender bell tone going, which is awesome.
Well, Mac is very good. He's a good player. Mm-hmm. Very good player.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that you're all really, really proficient in what you do. I can't wait to hear what else you've got going on here. Cause when I saw the video, actually the video lost me to the song because I started, and that's a good thing too, where you're watching a video, but you're paying more attention to the music.
Yeah. I understand. Yeah. Well, that video, when we did that, it was absolutely freezing. And we did it all in one take, by the way.
Yeah, it's a continuous shot.
It's a continuous shot, yeah. So it had to be done in one take. And we kept having to go back because all the kids off the estate were messing about and that in the background. And there's people hanging out the windows and stuff. What are you doing?
Like they running up behind you and stuff? Or no,
yeah,
you
know? Yeah. So we had to do it... we had to do it about three or four times and I was freezing and then I thought, I'm doing it this once and then I'm going to the pub, that's it. And we did it and we got it.
That was what I was going to ask you, is how many takes did it actually take? Because I there were a few times where I actually looked at the scenery in the video and I was like wondering, like, okay, when is the cameraman going to trip backwards? You know,
you missed it. He actually did fall over a couple of times.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he fell down. And look up. I pushed him a little. I pushed him once, but nice. No, he did a good job actually.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
Yeah, he did a great job. Now, when they film a continuous shot video like that, do they play the song so you can lip sync to it and then just?
No, they just. He had it on his mobile phone in front of me, so I had to really, really listen to it. He just had it on a little speaker in front of me, the cameraman, as I'm walking.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was quite difficult, to be honest. Especially when it was cold, like it was freezing. I don't know if it looks that cold, but it was freezing.
Yeah, actually, you can tell, too, because there's a couple times where like it almost looks like you're about to start shivering.
Yeah. I tell you what, when they were planning the video, they were thinking about what something different. And I know on the Coldplay video, where, one of the first ones, where Chris Martin's walking on the beach. I think it's yellow. Is it yellow?
Yellow, yeah, it is yellow.
I think it is, yeah. And they got a few a few sort of ideas off that, but they wanted they said there's never been done where there's a continuous shot of halfway up the body and upwards. So that's what they aim to do on it. Yeah, I think it works out well. I think it's good.
Nice. Now, other than the weather and the continuous shot and the crowd wondering what you guys are doing and stuff, how easy was it to focus on that? Like, I know you were talking about the song was being played through his iPhone, but is it like acting, is what I'm saying? Is it hard to, I mean, do you have to stay in character?
I don't know, because it's just videos are quite boring to do. I find them quite boring. But no, it's not acting as such, really, because I think because the music's just what we are. There's a lot of honesty about what we do. And I think that the video is sort of that way as well. It's just, you know, I'm walking and talking and trying to tell the story about what's going on sort of behind me. Really?
Yeah. And it's a far cry. I mean, I think you're right. Videos are somewhat boring because I just like to listen to the music and get my own ideas. But I think videos have improved with the internet, because if you remember back when MTV first started, like almost all videos were just like, you know, just showing off the stage they built for the concert they were having that summer. You know, if you remember, it was just always the concert stage they were going to have for the summer and nobody in it, whatsoever and stuff. So I
always prefer videos with a little bit of something, you know, trying to, you know, something behind it, you know, something to do, you know, if it's something to do with the song, you know, not like, I don't know.
Like, maybe get their inspiration.
Where they're walking about in tights and stuff.
Yeah. Or maybe like where they get inspiration from the song itself.
I totally
get it. So what do you guys have coming up? I mean, the album's coming out here in a couple months, and what are you guys doing to promote it after the launch?
We are at the moment we are sort of rehearsing for some live winter gigs that we're doing in the UK before Christmas, and then when we come back, it'll be pushing for. We'll be playing live and sort of promoting the single, really. I think they've got plans for a second single coming out in the new year, obviously.
Okay.
I think February time or something like that.
Do you know what the new single's going to be yet?
Not yet, no. Not yet.
How do you guys pick that?
I do sort of, but not 100% yet.
How do you guys pick that? Do you guys do rock, paper, scissors, and then, like, that's...
Well, what we tend to do is go around the table and say who wants to, you know, what song you think you might want to put in, and then we'll go around and then they'll all pick it, and then I decide which one's coming out.
So everybody else goes in like pouts.
Everyone throws a two-penny in, and I just decide what's coming out.
Nice. Yep. Now if a song does really good live, I mean, does that kind of help it along too, for it to become a single?
Is it what, sorry?
If a song does really well live on a consistent basis, does that kind of help kick it along to become a new single?
Well, they're all good live, to be honest. They're all great, and that's what it's all based around. You know, they won't get on the album if they weren't good live.
Well, no, I mean if the crowd, like, really exceptionally, like, above, you know, above and beyond.
It does have a good effect that way. Yeah, behind choosing it.
So we get the new single coming out in February.
The Council House Open comes out
November.
First week of
November. Oh, I mean, okay. And then the second one will come out in February.
And then the second one will probably be out end of January, I think.
Okay. So how are you
going to... Beginning of February, something like that.
So when's the you know, you've got the winter shows. Whereabouts are those going to be?
I think just putting them... I know we're playing sort of around the north of England, pretty much. But as for next year, I don't know where we're playing. I think we've got a few shows in London and probably coming up. And obviously, north of England, I think they're just waiting to sort the dates out at the minute. So.